Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechet Erevin Daf Yutes. So the theme topic is going to focus on number one. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught from the pasuk, "Gam brachas yatem mora." Also, they cloaked their judge with brachas. Shematzdikin alehem esedin, that they, referring to those in Gehenna, pronounced the righteousness of the judgment against them. But Omri Mufanav, and they say before Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Yafadanta, Yafazechisa, Yaftechiyavta." You have judged properly, you have acquitted the innocent properly, you have convicted the guilty properly, and you're probably prepared Gehenna for the evildoers and Gan Eden for the righteous. Point number two, Reish Lakish states, Poshe Yisrael ein or Gehenim sholetes behem. The fire of Gehenna has no power over Jewish sinners. The Gemara asks on this, from the drush of Yeshua ben Levi on the Pasuk, Ovri be'ema kabacha, those who pass through the valley of weeping, which he explains to mean that those who transgress are sentenced to the depths of Gehenna, where they weep, which implies that Poshei Yisrael are indeed subject to Gehenna. So the Gemara answers that they are condemned to be in Gehenna for a short time. Vasi Avram Avinu masikohu makabluhu. And Avram Avinu then comes and brings them up out of Gehenna and receives them. And the Gemara adds that this applies to every Jew bar Yisrael, shabal bas ovikochavmi, except for a Jew who had relations with the daughter of an idolater. The mashkar olaso below mevashkarle, because she draws his foreskin over his circumcision, and Avram Avinu doesn't recognize him. Point number three, Rasan Nebrais of Rabbi Shimon Elazar said that if there was a square rock in place of the double post, we view it that if the rock were to be split and it would have an amma on this side and an amma on this side in the shape of a right angle, nidum mishum diyumat, it's treated as a double post. If there was less than an amma on each side, it's not treated as a double post. Rabbi Shmuel benosh of Rabbi Yochim and Broka said that if there was an Evan Agula, a round rock there in place of the double post, we view the rock that if it were to be hewn into a square shape and then split to form a right angle, and each side was an Amma, then it's viewed as a double post. The Gemara explains the Malchokas that Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds Chad Roin Amrinan, Tre Roin Lo Amrinan. We may view one change in the rock to make it acceptable as a double post, but we may not view two changes to make it acceptable, whereas Rabbi Shmuel holds Tre Roin Nami Amrinan. We may view even two changes. So once again, the 3 points are number one, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught from the pasuk, Gam brachas yatamora. Also, they cloaked their judge with brachas, shematzdikin alehem esedin, that they, referring to those in Gehenna, pronounced the righteousness of the judgments against them. And they say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Yafadanta, Yafazechisa, Yafachiyavta. You have judged properly, you have acquitted the innocent properly, you have convicted the guilty properly. V'yafatikanta Gehenna v'rashayim v'gan eden v'tzadikim. And you properly prepared Gehenna for the evildoers and gan eden for the tzadikim. Point number two, Reish Lakish states, Poshe Yisrael ein or Gehenna sholetes behen. The fire of Gehenna has no power over Jewish sinners. The Gemara asks on this from the drush of Yeshua ben Levi on the pasuk, Ovri be'ema kabacha, those who pass through the valley of weeping, which he explains to mean that those who transgress are sentenced to the depths of Gehenna, where they weep, which implies that Poshe Yisrael are indeed subject to Gehenna. The Gemara answers that they are condemned to be in Gehenna, but just for a short time. Va'asi Avram Avinu, umasakuhu makabuluhu, and Avram Avinu then comes and brings them up out of Gehenna and receives them. The Gemara adds that this applies to every Jew, bar Yisrael, shabal bas ovikochavim, except for a Jew who had relations with a daughter of an idolater, the mashka or laso v'mevashkarle, because she draws his foreskin over circumcision and Avram Avinu doesn't recognize him. And point number three, it was taught in the Braisa that Rabbi Shimon Elazar said that if there was a square rock in place of the double post, we view it that if the rock would be split and it would have an amma on this side and an amma on this side in the shape of a right angle, nidon mishum diyumat, it's treated as a double post. If there is less than an amma on each side, it's not treated as a double post. Rabbi Shmuel, Benosha Rabbi Yochim and Roka said that if there was an Evan Agula, a round rock there in place of the double post, we view the rock that if it were to be hewn into a square shape and then split to form a right angle, and each side was an amma, then it's viewed as a double post. The Gemara explains the Malchokas that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds Chad Roin Amrinan, Tre Roin Lo Amrinan. We may view one change in the rock to make it acceptable as a double post, but we may not view two changes to make it acceptable. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel holds Tre Roin Nami Amrinan. We may even view two changes. All right, so now we go to our simon for Yutes, and the simon is a yacht. So here goes. The evildoers on the yacht to Gehenna proclaimed Hashem's perfect justice, unaware that the Jewish passengers brought fire-resistant clothing, which they kept on a round rock that served as a double post. Once again in slow motion. The evildoers on the yacht. Yacht, that must be more on Duff. Yates. The evildoers on the yacht to Gehenna proclaimed Hashem's perfect justice, which reminds that Rishayim and Gehenna proclaim the righteousness of Hashem's judgment against him, and that it's just that Hashem made Gehenna for the Rishayim and Gan Eden for the Tzaddikim. So the evildoers on the yacht to Gehenna proclaimed Hashem's perfect justice, unaware that the Jewish passengers brought fire-resistant clothing, which reminds us that Posh Yisrael ain or Gehenna sholetz behen. The fire of Gehenna has no power over the sinners of Israel, and that they only go to Gehenna for a short time before Avraham Avinu saves them from there. So the evildoers on the yacht to Gehenna proclaimed Hashem's perfect justice, unaware that the Jewish passengers brought fire-resistant clothing, which they kept on a round rock that served as a double post. Which reminds us that we can view a square rock as if it's split into a right angle to serve as a double post, provided each side is an amma, because we say chad roin amrinan. But some halachos is whether one can view a round rock as hewn into a square and then split into a right angle. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says chad roin amrinan, trei roin lo amrinan, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says trei roin nami amrinan. So once again, the evildoers on the yacht to Gehenna proclaimed Hashem's perfect justice, unaware that the Jewish passengers brought fire-resistant clothing, which they kept on a round rock that served as a double post. All right, now it's time for our four blah back chazara. Daf Tezvav. So the symbol for Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The strange scene of a fruit bowl, that must be more on Daf Tezvav. The strange scene of a fruit bowl under a tree that served as a lechi, which reminds us that there's a Malkokos Amarim regarding Lechi Omed Me'ilav, a Lechi that happens to be positioned properly at the side of a Mavi, but was not originally placed there to adjust the Mavi, such as a tree. Abai said it's valid, and Rava says it's not. The Gemara clarifies that everybody agrees that it's not a valid Lechi when they didn't intend to use it as a Lechi Erev Shabbos, as they were planning on using another Lechi that subsequently fell. The Malkokos is in the case where they intended Erev Shabbos to use it as a Lechi. After determining through a number of proofs that Abai and Rav agree that a mechitza that was not originally erected as a mechitza is valid, the Gemara concludes that Abai says the lechi is valid because he holds a lechi serves as a mechitza. And Rav says it's invalid because he holds a lechi serves as a heker, and it will only serve as a reminder if it was originally erected as a lechi. So the strange scene of a fruit bowl under a tree that served as a lechi next to a cow with a get written on it that was also being used as a lechi, which reminds us the next Mishnah introduces a number of machokasim regarding using living things for lechis, tomb covers, and gittin. Regarding gittin, the Tanna Kamma holds, kosin alav gittin nashim, one may write a get on living things, Rav Yossi Agali poso, and Rav Yossi Aglili invalidate such a get. Now the Gemara explains that both the Tanna Kamma and Rav Yossi Aglili derive the halacha from the same pasuk, v'kasav la sefer krisos, and he shall write for her a bill of divorce. Rav Yossi Aglili learns from v'kasav la that one may write it on any type of writing surface, not just parchment, whereas sefer teaches that it must be written on something similar to a sefer, not food or living things. The Rabbanan learned that v'kasav la means she cannot be divorced with money, and sefer teaches l'sfiras dvarim ba'amuhudasa, that it should be a narration of words that convey that he's divorcing her. So the strange scene of a fruit bowl under a tree that served as a lechi, next to a cow with a get written on it that was also being used as a lechi, caught the attention of a caravan passing by on their way to their encampment. Which reminds, the next mission teaches that if a shayar shachansa babika, a caravan encamped in an area of open fields, which is considered a karmelis, that surrounded itself with animal trappings, such as saddles and saddlebags to serve as partitions, one may carry within it, provided that she had gadar gavoa asar tfachim, the partition must be 10 tfachim high. The total gap should not be more than the total walls, and kol pirtzus shikaser amos mutaris mifnei shikah pesach. An opening of 10 amos is considered a doorway, and they can carry there. More than 10 amos is considered a pirtza, a breach, and carrying would be forbidden. Daf Tezayin. So the symbol for Tezayin is toes. So here goes. The lone camper, after measuring three different size mechitzos with his toes, that must be more on Daf Tezayin. The lone camper, after measuring three different size mechitzos with his toes, which reminds on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, a machlokas introduced regarding parts ka'omet, if the gaps in a partition equal the wall portion. Rav Papa says it is mutter to carry in the area enclosed by such partitions, whereas Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, says it is forbidden. As part of the Gemara's analysis to determine who the halakha goes according to, in our daf, a brisa regarding kolayim is brought that presents shosh midas b'mechitzos, three categories or partitions that permit planting something next to another planting, which would be kolayim when planted next to each other without a partition. So category number one, whenever the solid sections are less than three tefachim, it's necessary that the gap in between the sections should not be three tefachim wide, so that a kid goat cannot leap headlong through the partition, which would cancel Lavud from working. The gap, though, can be wider than the solid portions. Category number two, when the solid portions are between three and four tefachim, the gaps cannot be as wide as the sections themselves. And if the gaps are even wider than the solid portions, then it is prohibited to plant even opposite the walled portions. And category number three, when the solid portions are between four tefachim and 10 amos, the gap cannot be as wide as the solid portions. If it is, then it's permitted to plant opposite the solid portions, but prohibited to plant opposite the gaps. Rashi explains that a walled section that is four tefachim wide is considered to be independently significant. So the lone camper, after measuring three different sized mechitzas with his toes, decided to use ropes and poles instead to enclose his encampment, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a caravan may surround its encampment with three horizontal ropes, one above the other, provided there is not a gap between the ropes of three tefachim for the purpose of lavud to take effect, and that the total thickness of the ropes is more than one tefach, so that the height of the mechitza is at least 10 tefachim. It's also permitted to surround the caravan with vertical poles, provided that the gaps between the poles do not exceed three tefachim in order for lavud to take effect. So the lone camper, after measuring three different sized mechitzas with his toes, decided to use ropes and poles instead to enclose his encampment. That was not greater than two basal, which reminds us, the Gemara notes a contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah, who said that the inferior partitions of ropes and poles are only permitted for caravans, but not for individuals, and a brace where Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol mechitza Shabbos lo hitiru yachid yosem beis asayim. The Chachamim did not permit these inferior Shabbos partitions for individuals in an area that encloses more than two basal. This implies that these partitions are permitted to individuals if it is two basal. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah was forbidding these partitions for individuals only if the enclosed area was greater than two basa. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simfer Yud Zayin is a used car, and we're using a used car salesman. So here goes. For the first time in his life, the used car salesman felt wanted. Used car salesman? That must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. For the first time in his life, the used car salesman felt wanted when he was welcomed by two guys in a roped-off enclosure who needed help bearing a soldier who suddenly died. Which reminds us that there's a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yitzchak regarding the status of an inferior enclosure when the number of occupants changes during Shabbos, such as in the case of Shlosha Umeis Echa Mehen, three people occupied the enclosure and then one died, or Shnayim Mitosu Elen, two people occupied an enclosure of more than two Beisal, which is forbidden to them, and then one person joined them. One holds Shabbos Goremes. Shabbos causes the validity or the invalidity of the partition, meaning that the status remains the same as it was at the start of Shabbos. The other one holds that Diyorn Gormin, the current number of residents, causes the validity or the invalidity of the partition. The Gemara concludes that it is Rav Huna who holds that Shabbos Goremes, based on a case where two Chatzeros were joined in an Erev via their entrance and the entrance became sealed on Shabbos, and a case where they were joined through a window and the window became sealed on Shabbos, about which Rav Huna ruled Shabbos Hoyel V'Hutra Hutra. Once carrying on Shabbos was permitted, it remains permitted. So for the first time in his life, the used car salesman felt wanted when he was welcomed by two guys in a roped-off enclosure who needed help bearing a soldier who suddenly died, which reminds us, it was stated in the Brisa that Rabbi Yehuda and Tamar ruled regarding soldiers, Makom she'naragim sham nikbarim, in the place that they are killed, they're buried. The Gemara asks why it's necessary to teach this, since it's obvious, given that they are a mace mitzvah kona makomo. An unattended corpse acquires the site where he dies. And the Gemara answers that the fallen soldier acquires the site where he dies, even if he has relatives to attend to his burial. The Gemara brings a brisa that asks, Ezehu mace mitzvah, which dead person qualifies as a mace mitzvah, that anyone present is obligated to bury him. The Gemara answers, Kol she'ein lo kofrim, whoever has no barriers, meaning any relatives to attend to his burial needs. Korav Echirim Onim Oso Ein Zeh Meis Mitzvah. If he would call for help, and the heirs would answer to attend to the burial, he's not considered a Meis Mitzvah. So for the first time in his life, the used car salesman felt wanted when he was welcomed by two guys in a roped-off enclosure who needed help, bearing a soldier who suddenly died after blinding himself with salt from his unwashed hands. Which reminds the Mishnah say that soldiers are exempt from the obligation of washing their hands before a meal. Abai said, Loshanu El Maim Rishonim. The Mishnah only taught they're exempt from washing before the meal, of amaim achronim chova. However, the washing after the meal is obligatory, even for soldiers. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said the reason that Mayim Achronim is a chiyuv is mipnei shemelchus d'dom is yesh shemesames einayim, because there's a salt from stone that blinds the eyes. Washing ensures that one doesn't have any salt on his fingers from the food that he ate that could possibly harm him. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, asked Rav Ashi if the law of Mayim Achronim also applies to one who measures salt, or is it only pertinent to eating a meal? Rav Ashi answered that it's no question that one who measures salt should also wash his hands. Daf Yud Ches, so the symbol for Yud Ches is a chuppah. Here goes. The chuppah, that must be more on Daf Yud Ches. The chuppah, built on a platform over the public waterhole surrounded by double posts, which reminds us, on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the opening mission of the second parak taught, Osim Pasim LeBeiros, we may erect boards for wells to permit drawing from them on Shabbos. Wells are Rishus Yachid, and therefore one cannot draw water from them into Rishus of Rabbim. However, the Rabbanan enacted a unique leniency that would permit people who were traveling up to Yerushalayim for the Regalim to draw water from wells on Shabbos. By erecting boards around a well, the area within the boards are to be considered Rishus Yachid, thereby allowing one to draw water into it. The Gemara initially suggests that the Mishnah, which specifies the leniency to be applied to wells, does not go according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Pasim can also be used for Boros HaRabim, public water holes, but not for Bor Yachid, not for individual water holes. The Gemara concludes that the Mishnah also permits Pasim around Boros HaRabim. However, the Mishnah only wanted to teach the case of wells because Ber Mayim Chaim de Psikale, the law for the case of a well, which is spring water, is clear cut, meaning it makes no difference whether the well is public or private. The Mishnah didn't want to teach the law of Boros, which differs between public and private ones, since in the case of a public water hole, people remind each other not to carry if it dries up, whereas an individual might not remember. So the chuppah, built on a platform over the public water hole, surrounded by double posts, featured the two faces of the chasen and kala embroidered on it. Which reminds us, when the Mishnah says we may erect boards for wells to permit drawing water from them on Shabbos, it says to use diyumdim. The Gemara asks, what are diyumdim? And the Rebbe Yirmiyah ben Elazar says, diyumdim means double post. The prefix dio means two, and it's attached to the word amud, which means post. He also teaches, dio partsu panim hayola adam rishon. Adam Rishon was created with two faces. As it says in the Pasuk, Achor v'kedem sartani, from the back and front you have formed me. The Gemara continues with the Melchokas regarding the creation of a chuppah, which we learned in Brachas Daf Samach Aleph. So the chuppah, built on a platform over the public water hole surrounded by double posts, featured the two faces of the chasen and kala embroidered on it, along with psukim that partially praised them. Which reminds us, 6 of 8 teachings of Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar are taught on this daf. Among them is, Miksa shivcho shel adam oymim b'fanav, part of a person's praise one may mention in his presence, v'kulo shel lo b'fanav, but all of it only in his absence. This is learned from the parsha of Noach, where Kodesh Baruch Hu praised Noach partially when he spoke to him directly, as it says, Ki oscha re'isi tzadik ofane b'dor hazeh, for as you I have seen to be righteous before me in this generation. Whereas in Noach's absence he said, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dor hasav. Noach was a righteous man, perfect in his generation. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos and Shabbos. Number 1, which topic we learn that the fire of Gehenna has no power over Yidden? That's on Daf Yotes. Good. Number 2, which topic we learn about a Shiar Shechans Babika caravan and the requirements regarding how to surround the encampment? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number 3, which topic we learn about the Shalosh Midas B'Mechitzos, the 3 categories of Mechitzos? That's on Daf Tezain. Good. Number 4, which topic we learn about Mixas Shivcho Shal Adam Mefanav is learned from how Kodesh Baruch Hu praised Noach? That's on Daf Yudches. Good. Number 5, which topic we have a question whether square post or round post can serve as double post? That's on Daf Yudches. Good. Number 6, which topic we learn that caravans can use horizontal ropes or vertical poles to create mechitzos? That's on Daf Tezain. Good. Number 7, which topic we learn that diyumdim means double post, and that Adam Rishon had dao partsufim, two faces. That's on Daf Yudches. Good. Number 8, which of you remember Reb Meir's Gadlus and the fact that he was a Talmud of both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 9, which of you remember that Rishayim and Gehenna declare that Hashem's judgment is perfectly just? That's on Daf Yudches. Good. And finally, question number 10, which of you remember why the halacha goes according to Beis Hillel? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1, which Daf do we have a Malchokas about Mars Ayin? That's on Daf Samach Dalet and Shabbos. Good. Number 2, which Daf do we learn about the historical background of Muksa? That's on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel and Shabbos. Good. And question number 3, which Daf do we learn that one can say Motzi and Pasa Baba Kistin if he has enough of his shear? That's on Daf Membeis and Brachos. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldem Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.